This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I just roasted some teens on Zoom, and I feel fucking great about it. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm Brandy Posey, and a fun thing that I've discovered in quarantine is that you can pet and hold and pet one of your boobs like it's a villain's pet cat. I'm really bored. Never forget that. Anyway, there's my joke. Go try it. It's fun.
I'm Tess Barker, and remember when singles used to joke about married people not having sex? Well, who's laughing now?
You're lucky we're in quarantine, bitch.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the ladies coming to you hot from week question mark of quarantine. Four? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, what is time anymore is my question. Time and money don't particularly exist. I wrote in big numbers on my calendar every day of quarantine, so today is 25 for me at least.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to, I'm writing numbers and not Roman
numerals.
Yeah, yeah, I'm writing the full numbers. I'm not going slashes because I'm trying to like not feel like I'm fully in prison. I'm not like doing push or pull-ups on my doorways quite yet, but we'll get there.
Oh, we're going to get there for sure.
Yeah.
Let's bring on our guest. She's so fucking funny. We're so excited to have her back on the show. She's done Conan. She's a hilarious comic. Maggie May. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, you know.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, making it happen.
Considering.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing okay. You know, I try to switch out my leggings somewhat regularly, and that's all you can ask for.
Mm-hmm. How many days can you wear yoga pants is my question. How many
all
days?
The days?
I mean, it depends on how sweaty your pussy gets. Are you, do you guys do a crotch? I do a crotch sniff because I'm just like, I can't tell.
Yeah, no, I'll crotch sniff clothes.
Crotch check. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm a crotch check. Not while I'm wearing them. I'm saying if I'm going to, like, I'm like, is this thing to be what?
Right.
I'm like,
okay, yeah. You always want a crotch reference.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you. This quarantine is
she took her headphones
she's
off.
Done. She's out.
She's out.
Because I have like a few of the same pairs of leggings. Mm-hmm. So sometimes one's in the clean thing that I'm like, should this be here? And then it's like, oh God, no. This should be far away.
See, my dog does all my organizing for me. if there's anything that's been dirty, he'll just like pull it to one side. And he's like, no, this is the dirty pile. I've got it handled. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mom. Keep working out. I love it.
Maggie, how's your quarantine been going? Like, what's going on with you?
Not super bad. I'm coming up on a month now.
Yeah.
I knew about it early, and I also
quarantine hipster.
Yes, I had some inside information, and I also have autoimmune issues and like, you know, history of pleurisy, and so it's like, you know, I'll go ahead and stay in more. You know, and then they were like, oh, no, you have to stay in. And I was like, no, I was already in. So
you're like, I've been in.
I was at Garcetti didn't tell me to do shit. I was already in. I told him.
It was frustrating and annoying because a lot of people wanted to. I saw a lot of like, well, that didn't make any sense. And a lot of it was like people wanted to tie their misunderstanding of the situation to the idea that it might be a hoax. Like I saw a lot of, well, it's such a respiratory disease. Why are people hoarding toilet paper? And it's like, look a little bit further. We're going to have to quarantine and people are going to want a clean ass. And so, and so it's a lot of this, like people, just because they don't understand it, they don't see. And it's like, no, you just need someone to kind of shift you into a little bit of understanding. And then you'll kind of see everything that's going on. But people are just so proud of what they don't understand and what they don't know. And it's so infuriating.
Yeah. I think you just hit the nail on the entire head with that sentence.
Yeah. 100%.
And I don't know when this war on knowing stuff began, but it's very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. And people who like have no business knowing shit, like people who like, well, how come this doesn't make sense to me? Because you don't understand science. You failed every science course you've ever taken. You don't get science. So you're not going to understand the science of, you know, a novel virus. Yeah, like you. Yeah.
I will say this. I don't understand science either, which is why I trust scientists.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Guess what? In my physics for design majors in college, they rounded gravity to 10. So I'm not an authority on science.
Right.
I know it's 9.8, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. Yeah. I know the number is 9.8 something, but they rounded it to 10 because they're like, no, you make people laugh, bitch. We'll handle the pandemic.
Yeah. You need to tell me what's going on. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. And I will lean on your understanding when there's something I don't get. If I need to know what kind of a vector goes into this graphic design or what a vector is anyway in terms of graphic, I'll come ask you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, but don't think that, you know.
You guys, this is assuming that you forgot that science isn't real anymore. So if that factored in.
I didn't realize science being real was ever on the table. I thought we all agreed that science was real. Like,
no, I had a physics teacher in high school that the first day of physics class, what he would do is he'd go on rollerblades in the parking lot with a with a fire
extinguisher. Did he have a ponytail?
No, but he did have like a mullet situation.
Okay. Ponytail adjacent.
Yeah. So he had rollerblades and then he had like a fire extinguisher or something and he would propel himself around the parking lot and be like, this is physics. So science is everywhere, you guys.
Oh, captain, my captain, right?
Yeah. I remember that. I just remember being like, this is some low rent Mr. Wizard shit. I'll take it though.
Wait, can I tell you guys, I'm so excited. Speaking of rollerblades, I got roller skates.
Oh,
before or after this all was going down?
During. It was my stress buy. My dad gave me some money for my birthday, and I've wanted roller skates for so long. Like, I've probably wanted roller skates for, like, 10 years, seriously.
Same.
And, I never had the money to drop on it, and I'm like, before I just spend this money on bills or whatever, like, it's my birthday, I'm just gonna fucking get roller skates, and I got these. They're Laker colors. They're purple and gold. They're beautiful.
Holy shit. That's amazing.
I'm fucking in love with them, and they're just, like, the best thing that's happened to me.
Have you used them yet?
I used them. I had them sent to my mom's house. I used them a little bit here. And Sean, like, roller skate shamed me. He was like, are you really going to go skating? And so now, not only was I excited, I have to prove him wrong. So I will be skating every day.
You need to spite skating.
I'm spite skating.
Do you have any, Maggie?
No, but I want to get some really bad. But Tess, I want to know, do you have, like, tile or, like, wood flooring?
Wood floors and
put on some headphones and like so a leotard and I'll be skating all over your house if I were you. I was living your life.
So happy.
Absolutely.
I'd be skating around that bitch with a ghetto blaster on, just like I didn't have carpet, I'd have skates right now and they'd be on. I might tear this shit up anyway. They got months before they got
to
figure this.
I think I'm going to like try to eat dinner in skates. I think I'm just going to have skate feet.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it's a great idea. You know, anything to bring some whimsy into these long ass days. Why not?
I will say my stress buying has been really just sad because I'm just doing obsessive house stuff. And like, I like cleaned the spout of our fucking water sprayer in our sink, like with a toothbrush, you know, I'm doing that level of like obsession. And I'm like comparing prices and reviews on sponge caddies. That's what my mind is going. It's really sad right now. Like, literally right before this, I was like, well, I've got a few minutes to spare. Guess I should look up the Simple Human Sponge Caddy and see. Like, oh, God. Like, what is going on? I don't know why all my anxiety is going towards that thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. I get it. I'm in a dilemma right now. I've got two bidets that got delivered yesterday and today.
Oh, no.
Because they were, no, because they were both like, I was trying to get one, and then the one that I ordered, then it was like, it's going to take 3 months to get it. And I was like, well, if I get 3 months, I'll just get another one and cancel it. Thought I canceled it, but now I've got two in my house. Well, Anna's already got one in her bathroom.
Oh. Okay, so you've got an extra bidet.
I've got an extra bidet I'm dealing with.
Here's what you got to do, Brandy. Mm-hmm. You just got to sell that bidet.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try to flip it. I'm going to flip this bidet.
Flip that bidet. I'm thinking, like, because...
Flip look, that bidet.
We did get a sex...
What the fuck is going on?
Look, we flipped a sex toy once. We flipped a fucking... Yeah. Yeah. A fucking dildo... A yes. Harness, whatever the fuck that thing was.
Oh, that rabbit, whatever it was called. Yeah, we did.
Once we got like a... It's like a saddle with a dildo on it. We got it sent to us for free, and it was worth like $1,200 or something.
Yeah.
We sold it to some creep in fucking Denver, and then
a listener
who then asked me if I wanted to see pictures of them use it, so I'll call them a creep.
I know.
She's like, I said what I said.
And this is coming from a creep. I am a creep. So it's not, I feel okay.
Of course.
But we used the money to pay for a party bus in Las Vegas. So I'm saying flip this bidet, get a limo. I mean, I guess you can't really use a limo right now for eventual limo.
You can social distance in a limo though. If again, it's longer than
actually
16.
Really can. The driver's super far away from you.
Sit in the very back. I mean, look, listeners.
It might be the safest way to travel right now, honestly.
I mean, honestly. Hey, look, listeners, I'm going to put it out there. Guess what? Like, it's not a sex machine, but I do have a bidet. It's been opened but not used. I will sell it to one of you for not that much.
If you want us to, we did, I will just say, we floated the possibility last time of using the sex machine and trying to get more money from it.
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, hey, look, I'll spray my ass with this thing if it gives me more money. I'm off the road. For as long as, I don't know, man. I'll do an OnlyFans where I'm just bidetting my asshole. Is that what I need to do to make money now?
Someone will pay for that. Someone will for sure pay for that.
Obviously. Sell your bidet, sell jars of bidet ass juice along. Whoa. With
is that bidet drippings? Day dripping.
That's what you start soup with.
That makes some delicious gravy, everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyway, listeners, brandylolposey@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up.
Get this. You know, everyone likes a clean butthole. We talked about it, obviously, absolutely. Already.
It's been discussed.
It's not a sex machine, but it could lead to sex.
It absolutely could.
I mean, I haven't used the bidet yet, but it seems like the kind of thing that could make you come.
Well, someone kept saying it's like a shower head, and I'm like, yeah, and I've used a shower head for...
Yeah, so you could. I mean,
I meant more that a clean ass would lead to sex.
Yeah.
Ooh, either baby, way. Look at this dripping clean asshole. Let's...
Oh, God. Dripping and clean asshole. It's a valiant combo.
Doesn't
we're not to the level of the apocalypse where we're fucking crusty ass, nasty people for survival. We're not there yet. It's just been 3 weeks for most of us.
I mean, look, we're unwinding pretty quickly. I had this week, the hoarder that lives next door to me, her whole house got torn down, and Anna were riveted watching through the window. Every time that there was a bunch of guys tearing it apart, and every time they'd bring out like a new bag of stuff, we'd be like, "What's in it? What do you have?"
Oh my god! Did you find anything good? It's mostly trash, right?
It was mostly trash. I do own her Santa Claus now. Her haunted
that's a very good plastic creepy Santa.
It's been wiped down. I got a good creepy Santa. I got a couple of ceramic ducks. We have a machete that was just in her house.
What happened to her?
She passed away.
She died.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. She passed away. And then they waited a couple months to like go through or, you know,
nobody was like coming to, it's not like it, that was yeah, going yeah. to anybody. Yeah. They were just,
yeah. They did like a next of kin thing. And then they, you know, so they were going through it. It was funny though, because they, the guys came out and they were just like, De Niro. And we were both in the kitchen and then we both ran to the window. We were like, how much money did you find? Yeah. $5.
It's been good. The neighborhood watching, you know, so I've lived in the same place for over a decade now, and I've been next to my neighbors the whole time. And there's an older guy who lives next to us who's just kind of like always like doing his own thing. And mm-hmm. he, I haven't really realized this until now, but he, I don't know what he's doing, but he like fills up our trash cans with water all the time. And then he's like very into being into the trash cans and doing things and moving things within them. What? I don't know what's
Is he a freak?
I don't think so. It's not that he's taking stuff. So he does take like our recyclables and shit, which I'm, you know, I don't care about, yeah. But it's not like, so we share like the alleyway or whatever you want to call it with that have the trash can. So these are his trash cans, but he's like using a hose to fill them up and then like transferring the water. And like, I don't know what the fuck's going on over there, but it's gotten, I don't know why, but I've never really paid attention to it. And now that we're just kind of home all the time and we're just sitting in the kitchen watching, I'm like, what is the process? I was like, cause he does a lot of the gardening around here. So I don't know if he's like using that water to garden with.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But also then I look and it's every day there's like some transference going on between garbage cans.
It sounds like your textbook composter.
Yeah. It's his thing. I don't know. It's his thing. Yeah. So.
Well, especially I'm sure you're home more, but also if that's already a hobby that you have and then this shit goes down.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know you're going hardcore into those hobbies.
Absolutely.
So I'll update you guys if I find out what's going on.
No, this is very exciting. I mean, if you could get some video, honestly, I'd love to see him transferring this.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It's hard to kind of explain it. So does I'll it do leave... some undercover work.
So does it leave your trash disgusting?
It's not ours. I shouldn't say it's not our trash cans. It's his. They're okay. Just in the same place. Like they're in the same, they're across from where ours are.
Well, I see.
But he also takes our trash out and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's kind of a free, you know.
Maybe he's bidetting your trash cans.
That's what it looks like. I was like, does he just really want these to be clean? I don't know.
I thought he was putting water in y'all's trash cans so that like when you'd open it, it's just watery soup of trash. Oh, I was like, oh, I know what he's doing. He's asking for it.
He's trying to do a feud
with y'all.
It is Ashton Kutcher, so
he's trying to get into beef with y'all.
He is punking me, by the way. I do live next to Ashton Kutcher, and he's got a weird pastime.
And he's a composter.
Exactly.
The whole package. Weird.
Yeah, he's just using his own movies to, because they're trash at my... Bring it, Ashton! Let's just fucking go.
It's a trash can full of dude, where's my car?
When I was like, when we were kids, for whatever reason, like we really, well, I guess all kids want a hot tub, but my brother and I, first we tried to dig a hole in our backyard that we were going to make a hot tub out of. Like, and then when we got new trash cans one day before our parents put trash in them, we filled it up with water and how trashy is that? We use a trash can. I mean, it's literally trashy. Like we fill the trash.
Awesome. As a child, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Maybe that's Barb. This is what you do. I want you to, when the next time he fills up a trash can full of water, go out with a towel and be like, oh, is this spa time?
I'm just going to take a soak.
Yeah, yeah, just like try to get in his trash can full of water and see what he does.
It's gonna get there. I do remember one time they were having a party and they had a bouncy house. They put the bouncy house in our like alleyway thing mm-hmm. right there. And I just was like, and I snuck in and like laid in it for a while. It was pretty fun.
I think that's okay. If you have a bouncy house, the whole neighborhood gets to come in.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I wasn't doing anything. You know, I wasn't poking holes.
You're just enjoying it.
I do have, actually a very fun thing that I got. It's not mine, but I, how do I say this? Acquired something that I think is going to make my, my quarantine much better. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but I'm just going to let you see it as we go to our break. And maybe you can guess. Uh-oh. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we're riveted.
Yeah.
Oh no, hopefully it's gonna work. Shit.
Oh boy.
God damn it. Damn it! I thought this was gonna be a great reveal.
Oh, do you is it a light thing?
Is it a fart machine?
it's too bright in here.
Oh. Oh
wait, let me try and fix it. We'll come back. We're gonna go on a break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lady to Lady, I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Maggie May. And oh god, there it goes.
Barbara has a fog machine.
There we go. Now my room
is literally filling her room up with fog right now.
Let me show you guys.
That's amazing. Wow.
Oh god. I'm gonna get a screenshot of this. Oh,
so yeah, I have my joke, my stand-up joke where I say, like, I hear guys like girls who are mysterious, so I put a fog machine under my bed. Yeah. So I did a set last night, and then I ended it when I was like, I got a date, and then I started.
Yes!
But it's really intense.
I got a really amazing screenshot of you waving your hands. Fuck yes.
That is one of my all-time favorite smells.
It's very soothing. Wow, it looks cool. I have to take a picture. It actually looks really cool, like, in the window.
Wow. So was Hell this yeah. a quarantine purchase?
No, I put it out there on Facebook because I was like, you know, I was like, I gotta know someone who has a fog machine. So yeah. Michael Bond had one and he lives pretty close. So we had a social distant, you know, exchange. He put it in my trunk and stuff. So
wow.
Perfect. I love it.
Pretty excited about it, to be honest with you. And I've been doing by the way, I'm doing dance parties on my Instagram on Fridays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So this will definitely make an appearance.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, you're right. As soon as you said something that's going to make your quarantine better, my first thought was fog machine.
I was like, I kind of thought so too. I was like, I think Babs got a fog machine.
That's great. 100%.
It works really well. It definitely better at night, but like it's fast. Like it fills up.
That's awesome.
And it's remote controlled too, which is the best thing of all.
I kind of feel like you need to get like a laser light to go with it.
Yeah. I do. I have one. I have one over here. So that's a good call. Yeah. It has laser lights.
She's like, do you think I'm an amateur?
I already had
not
laser lights.
My first damn disco.
Actually, the fog machine is to accompany the laser lights I already have, but.
Okay, my bad. Yeah. There's nothing like a laser light in a fog machine.
Oh,
brought the club to your bedroom. That's great.
No, I did the dance party last Friday and it was really fun. We set up laser lights and like we had a whole little thing going. And I think this is just because it was kind of awkward when I'd look on Instagram and see how many people are watching. And I was like, okay, I can't pay attention to this. I just have to like do this. So the fog will help, I think,
Absolutely.
Being my own little world thing, which is something I've never really needed that much more of. But
yeah, no, I'm very into it.
Dude, Sean and I got to the point where I think we're going to have an open mic for each other.
I thought you were going to say an open relationship. And I was like, wait, what?
Even more embarrassing.
Couples open mic. Oh, man.
I mean, it's not that different from, it is awkward, obviously, but you'll get over it.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to do it. Yeah, but that's just kind of week four stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to light each other?
No, I think you can do as much time as you want. I think unlimited.
What about Buddy and Garth? Are they going to get in on it?
If they put their names in, yeah. If they successfully.
I should see. Yeah. Go ahead, Maggie.
No, you should really work on your crowd work is all I was saying, is like doing all crowd work set just to one person.
Anybody married here? You've got any married people? This is how you find out about like secret things about them, you know?
Yeah,
wait,
for sure.
Did we ever hear about the back blade? What happened?
Oh, unopened.
Whoa. Wait, but you gave it to him.
Yeah, I gave it to him. I was like, here, use it if you want. Don't if you don't want. And he has not opened it.
Mm.
She
Wait,
gave him
what
a,
is it?
It's a thing to shave your back with.
I ordered it, you know.
What was the approach, though? We never heard, like, how you gave it to him.
First, I just put it on the coffee table. And then he came in. He came into our room, and he was like, and I was like, yeah. I was like,
what if you tried this?
Oh, my God.
And no takers. Well, and then, so we had to, we emergency packed all of our shit up. What day is it today? Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Sunday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. We had like already kind of been thinking, because my mom's not at our house right now, so we've been thinking of coming up here anyway. But on Sunday, we woke up and our entire living room was covered in black mold.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen overnight, right? So you just noticed it? Or like what? How do you?
I mean, like, we have thought for a long time, like, that wall will like swell when it's raining. So Sean has thought for a long time that there was some kind of mold in there or something, because he has really bad allergies. Mm-hmm. But this was literally like overnight, it just this explosion.
Oh, holy shit, man.
It was
so scary.
It was so gnarly and so scary. And you know, just in the middle of all this other shit, so like literally we just like woke up and immediately just had to start packing our shit to come to my mom's house. So
yeah
I brought, it was weird like deciding what to bring. Like I brought like every single thing from our kitchen, like all of our spices, mm-hmm. all of our pans, just cause like you have to, you know?
Yeah.
That was like the bulk of it. And then like my clothes were the last thing that I packed. So I was like exhausted and like hurrying out. And so I packed like mostly leggings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
This is some. But I like test packing under the pressure.
A bad packer. So I was like, oh, I didn't even think about this.
I'm a terrible packer. And I did not disappoint this time. I brought like a halter top that I never wear, some overall shorts, even though it's way too cold to wear shorts, and several sundresses. That's all I have with me.
It's just like, oh, you have like a wedding dress, your wedding dress with you. And then
I do,
like
actually.
A bunch of.
Oh my
just
god.
Gonna turn into you wearing your wedding dress every day.
Just watching TV in it.
I brought my wedding dress up here like right after my wedding because I got it cleaned and I was like, I don't, Mom, can you just.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mom's houses are for wedding dresses.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying like quarantine fashion because my like the area that I don't like, you know, the most is like my gut. So I'm like, this is fucking great. It's just like chest
completely
up comedy. That's all I have to do now.
Yeah.
So I'm really enjoying just not having to like figure out like how I'm going to hide my fucking stomach or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't been, that's the other thing is like, I've mostly been wearing just a sports bra and leggings. Like I kind of stopped wearing shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a shirt right now.
Yeah, no, Tess is wearing like cheetah print leggings and then like a floral sports bra and then a cardigan.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Oh man. Maggie, has the quarantine made you buy anything crazy or like really upped any of your eccentricities or anything?
You know what? No, not really. Like, I'm a obsessive compulsive germ phobe. So this is just kind of my moment, you know, this
is my, like, my
time
here
to shine. I've been waiting for y'all to get here. But I'm not a huge, like, I don't like Amazon. And so I try not to buy anything from Amazon in general. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, it'd be cool if I bought like all, like I wrote a list of stuff that I wanted to just get. And I was like, but I'm not going to right now because I don't know if Amazon is still in strike, you know, if they're still striking or anything. And like, if there's any corporation that I'm not going to support during a strike, it's Amazon.
Totally. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what's going on with that, because I know that, like, you know, everyone was talking about it like a week ago. There was a day when it was like, don't order anything today. But I need to like read up about if they actually started helping out there. I mean, obviously, it's evil as fuck. So it's like any help they give their workers is going to be minimal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Instacart, I've been basically like, people. Instacart stepped up after that. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I'm basically just, I'm, like I said, I'm obsessing over this, but I'm not, like, buying anything. It's just, like, it's my little, like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, do this thing, but I'm putting stuff, I'm not buying anything, I'm putting it in the basket, but I'm being, like, all right, this is not, also, like, I just lost my fucking job, don't spend money on this, you idiot.
I know, exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, I have a tip for the listener and for you guys, because, like, rubbing alcohol is, like, impossible to find right now, and, like, you can make your own hand sanitizer with it. But special effects stores have 99% rubbing alcohol for removing like makeup and stuff like that. So you can't get the like isopropyl stuff. But if you go to like I just bought a big jug of it from Nigel's Beauty Supply out here, and it's the exact same thing, if not a little bit more concentrated. So like that works perfect for.
Is it? But I'd heard you can't make your own hand sanitizer. You can?
No, yeah, you totally can. I mean,
it's not. They put out a thing saying like it's not. You don't really know, it's not as regulated, so.
Yeah, well, this is like, there's a recipe at like the World Health Organization, like has a recipe and it's like just, it's like four ingredients.
It's like bathtub wine. It's like, it's not official, but it'll get some of the job done.
It'll get something. You through.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's something.
Yeah, that is the cool thing, quarantining at my mom's house, because she's a teacher. She has like so much hand sanitizer. Like, I got here and I felt like I discovered like a treasure chest of coins. I was like, whoa.
I thought you were going to say like coloring books or something. I can't remember what age she teaches.
That too. There's crayons here. Yeah. She teaches first grade.
Yeah, like that you're just on roller skates, just like covered in hand sanitizer, just like coloring pictures of mountains. With no shirt on.
We all are experiencing this in our own way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Is Olive like your dog stoked to like have you at home this much, or does she notice?
She has. She does like to spend some time like by herself. And so like, like, are you really still here? Yeah, okay, cool. What play? No, I'm not even asking to be like that. I'm just curious.
She's like, mom's calendar is pretty empty.
Still here though. We still gonna eat later, right? Fine, Olive. Everything's good. Except, you know, everything's kind of good.
Are you glad that you're quarantined alone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like people are gonna start like really getting cabin fever by yourself sucks, but look, I'm looking at all of you guys right now. Like it's not that horrible. You know?
Sure. Really good. I was like thinking about it today and I'm like, we're so fucking lucky. Like we've got so many resources. We can see the people, like obviously you miss your friends, you want to see people in person, but we can literally like have access to everybody this way.
Yeah. Right. If this was scarlet fever, everybody would just be like, I heard it was a hoax. What's going on? This like no one would be able to we would be screwed like bad.
Well, yeah, that's
and they were.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Technology has been a big helper. As much as we talk shit, it's really.
Well, and they're saying like gaming is good for people's mental health right now. It's just funny all the stuff that we've like talked about.
Yeah, I know. Reddit is saying that. I know where that's coming from.
You know what? Go ahead and play Red Dead Redemption. Get into.
Yeah, it's fine. Do what you gotta do.
Big gaming.
Yeah, exactly.
I the conspiracy theory element of it is wild. Like obviously that was gonna happen because we're fucking idiots. But I was telling Tess about this earlier. This guy that I follow, who's like he was like a guy who helps out people who used to be in prison, like help them kind of like reform their life when they get out and stuff. He's like a really admirable dude. But he's been posting all this like, you know, conspiracy theory shit. And he posted this fucking statistic that was like, it's like global deaths January 1st through March 30th. And it said coronavirus 35,000, which I'm not sure if that's the right number. And then it's like seasonal flu, malaria, suicides, alcohol, smoking, cancer. And then at the bottom, with 10,402,251 in 3 months, abortions, everybody.
Fuck all.
Because you know how you're going to walk. A, there's no, obviously that number's not correct. But B, you know how you're going to walk outside and maybe die of an abortion? How easy that is to catch.
That. Yeah, you catch it at the store.
You don't want your grandma to catch abortion from somebody coughing.
Yeah.
I almost caught abortion, but I was wearing gloves.
Exactly. I have my no abortion mask on. Yeah.
Got protection. I was just like, fucking, if you're going to repost this shit, it was just like some interesting numbers. Hashtag wake up.
Man. Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. Like, the instinct, like, the conspiracy instinct comes from feeling like you're out of control. So it's like, right. No, but I know the truth, because you can't, like, accept that.
I totally understand the instinct to obviously question the government and what the fuck they're telling us to do. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, especially this government, it's like, that's what is such a mind fuck for everyone is like, they are liars. I mean, I was reading an article about like major sports and that's what they're called, right? Major sports.
Don't let Sean hear that. Holy shit. Major
But they were all
sports.
They were all saying that they won't listen to the president in terms of when to come back. Like, they don't think
safe.
And so it's like, we have a situation where it's like,
yeah,
you can't listen to the actual government, but
no,
then this happens.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the problem when there's like, isn't like clear information coming out. That's when like conspiracy will thrive, because it's like, people want answers and they want to feel like they have control. So it's like, well, I'm just going to make stuff up and that makes sense to me, I guess. You know, it's like, that's exactly where that shit comes from. Just want like, the more transparency, the better with this kind of shit.
But it's also a thing of like, people get really daunted when they don't understand something. So to see everybody like, you know, treating something like it is a big issue and they don't understand it. Like, they have to come up with something that they can wrap their head around so they can be like,
but then it's like, it's something they can wrap their head around, but the conspiracies are so fucking out there sometimes that you're like,
yeah,
that's the logic you can't, that's
they're creative. They're also creative.
They're very creative.
But then it's like, I think the out there story almost like justifies, because this, even if you kind of have some grasp on what's going on, this is so fucking weird.
Right.
So, like, it actually is more dissonant, like, to think that this is real and this is the truth. Is more disturbing and sort of surreal than even like that this is a ploy to get people in jail because of Hillary or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's actually easier to believe in some ways than what's actually really going on.
Oh, a lot of people would love to blame this on Hillary. That would be
the
they want. Oh, God, that would feel
I'm not kidding. I think they are.
Some people are figuring that out.
Honestly, though, can you imagine what would be happening if Hillary was president? Like, she probably would have, like, I want to believe that she would have like heated warning and warn people ahead of time.
This would not be happening.
I think it would be actually being taken seriously.
Yeah, it's funny because her and all the other people with half a mind have been on Twitter like, since we don't have a president, like, here's what I would do, wink wink.
In our little fantasy sports game, if this person was president.
Yeah, but literally, having people be like, FYI, here's how you do public policy. Just going to throw this on twitter.com in case.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to do some live streams with some health professionals to get some information out there, since that isn't happening for whatever reason. exactly.
This fog machine is really making me cough, which is not good.
Oh, no.
Did it give you the Rona?
Yeah. People are going to be like, she's sick. And I'm like, no, I just have a stupid toy.
That's where it actually started from. It wasn't eating a bat. Somebody just had a fog machine in their room.
Worth it. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. We'll be back with Lady Problems.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
Yes.
I'm here with Maggie Mae.
Hey.
We're like,
let's find this lady problem.
Yeah, let's do a lady problem. Also, I want to shout out, we've had a few people write into us who do work in healthcare, and we're just talking about how obviously stressed out they are, and that, you know, this podcast and other stuff has been helping them get through it. So we just want to say a special shout out to our listeners who do work in that field. And, you know, we really appreciate all the extra work you're putting in. I can't imagine what you're going through. So thank you.
Yeah. Anybody that's like working on the front lines right now, like literally thank you. Cause like you're the reason society is holding. Actually, like, honestly, you should be paid more. You should be in hazard pay, and I'm sorry. And I hope that you do.
Have you guys been heard about the 8 PM like shout out thing that's been going on? Anybody? Okay, so it's this thing, I guess it started in Italy, someone said, but apparently like at 8 p.m. I guess that a lot of health, I don't know how accurate this is, so a lot of health workers get cut at 7 p.m. so like when they around 8 is when they're getting home or something. So at 8 p.m. and I've been hearing in my neighborhood, people go outside and they like make noise, they hoot and holler, or like someone plays music, or like, I don't know, there's apparently stuff going down at 8 o'clock. So listen outside your windows, everyone, and like join in if you can. I guess it's like a shout out, and I've heard some feedback that, you know, people who do work in that field have like appreciate it. So
kind of so a sweet
thing.
I thought it was at 7.
I think it's
7 on the East Coast.
I see you.
Oh, yeah, 7 on the... The thing. I've heard different things, but I think it's 8 p.m. in L.A. at least, so... Because okay, I did... Cool. Last night, I was, like, sitting... I mean, my neighbor, you know, I live in a fucking neighborhood, so I'm always hearing random shit anyway. That's the funny thing in L.A. is, like, yeah, I just hear random people going, like, woo, all the time. So I really, like, pay attention. And then I was like, oh, wait, I forgot. This is, like, a thing happening on purpose.
Oh, I love that. That's really sweet.
If you have a lady problem or anything else you want to, you know, send to us, send it to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. Longtime fan. You ladies have got me through some of the toughest times of my life, like when I broke up with my first love and couldn't get out of bed. But anyway, I digress. So my lady problem is actually about my dog. A little unconventional, I know, but all of you have pets, and Tess works at a shelter. So we've been looking to adopt the dog for about 8 months, and the Seattle dog adoption market is so competitive. So we did a long distance meet and virtually met a very sweet dog in Texas back in January. As part of Project Freedom Ride, she finally came here at the end of March. She's the sweetest, cutest little angel I've ever met. The only problem is that she's so stressed and anxious and leash aggressive, it's really difficult for all of us, me, my husband, and my dog. She is so scared she won't walk past the green area around our apartment and barks at everyone and every dog in sight. She's an active breed, so I know that lack of exercise is probably not helping. We can't try dragging her around for walks. There aren't any dog training facilities opening right now. Do you ladies have any advice on dealing with a stressed and anxious dog who's newly adopted? We love her so much, but I'm at the end of my rope. I feel like a terrible person and a complete failure, and I've wondered if we made a huge mistake. The only thing that is keeping me sane is my partner, who is handling everything much better than I, and my friend who is letting us use her yard to run some of her energy out during quarantine. Any advice you ladies have is greatly appreciated. Love you ladies and hope you're all staying safe. Cute dog pics attached. P.S. She's 5 months old, and they told us her breed is Lab Healer Mix. Oh, she's really cute. Baby. Little babe.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, my first, like, just kind of go to like suggestions for you would be, if you're not already crate training her, I would recommend crate training because that's just good for anxiety in general. It helps with separation anxiety. Like a lot of dogs get too attached to their owners because they don't have like a place to call their own. So like giving them like a crate to hang out in kind of like helps them differentiate between like where their boundaries are and where yours are. And it will help with potty training and stuff like that. And then my other just like advice would be, you can also like wear them out mentally with like puzzle toys or like a Frozen Kong or something that kind of like, if it's an active breed, obviously exercise is best, but you can kind of get her tired by doing shit like that inside the house. Like I would really recommend like a Kong or a puzzle toy. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Well, and also it like takes dogs like a minute for their true personalities to kind of settle in once they get into a new situation too. I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to think of it. Like, I mean, she's still young and that's great, but like something, you know, she had a life previous to when you met her and you don't really know what that was. And she's confused and she just moved states and went through this like freedom ride and everything. And like, yeah, that would take a human a second to get used to as well. You know,
Yeah. I mean, shout out to you guys for going, for doing all that, to going through all the steps together. I mean, I think, you know, she found you guys for a reason and vice versa. So I'm sure it's like crazy frustrating in the moment. And I can't imagine, you know, what that's like. Cause it is just like, you're like, I can't fix this. And what the fuck am I doing wrong? So like, try to be easy, you know, easy on yourself. You're not a failure. You're just a human being who's like trying to do a good thing. And it's a lot of work. It's not, you know, unfortunately, it's not as easy as like you would hope it's would be.
For sure. But it's so rewarding. Like in the, I mean, it is, it takes patience. I mean, taking care of any living thing takes patience, you know, like there is it, which means you're going to get frustrated and tired and yeah, there's going to be the downsides of it, but you're going to, I think because of that, you will appreciate so much your relationship with a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I feel like dogs, like they can pick up on your energy and stuff too. And like, you know, we're all like very anxious and stressed out right now. So maybe try to like, I don't know, meditate with your dog in the room or like do some yoga with your dog hanging out so they feel you just being very chill as well. I don't know if that would help.
Ooh, or dog not, yoga, sound bath, dog sound bath.
Yeah, just put some sound bath shit in the background.
It's hard. I mean, I don't have a dog, so it's hard for me to speak to this. And obviously I'm not like a fucking, you know, dog trainer or something. So I don't know, like if with crate training, you have to leave, like that's for you to leave and to leave them in the crate?
Eventually, but like you start out, you just want to make it like a place that they're excited about. So every time that they go in there, like you can like, make it rain, just like put a shitload of treats that come from the top of the crate. And, or like when I was crate training Garth in the beginning, yeah, I would give him like his favorite squeaky toy. Or just every single time they go in the crate, you give them a reward so that it starts to be like a place that they like to go. And then, yeah, like you can, from the beginning, stay home with them and like be around and then gradually be like a little further away in proximity and then leave them alone for like half an hour and then an hour and then.
Okay.
Yeah. And you also want to make sure that the dog's like really well exercised before going in a crate. So, you know, give them a long walk beforehand too. So they're nice and tired. Yeah. But we recommend, I mean, I would say like at the shelter, like, if more people just did crate training, they would have less problems with dogs because like it really like, especially a rescue animal, it just gives them like a safe place to be.
And it's like all of us, we have like, obviously there's a home, but you need like that little space that you can just like know is yours.
Exactly.
It's like Maggie's dog needs her alone time.
She has a lot of places to be. Oh, yeah. She has a lot of little
social
spots.
Schedule, and then she's got to go to those spots.
Even in the apartment, she's like, she's in the bed more than I am. And like, she has several little, and I made her a little pillow. And so she's got a lot of nice places to sit down, which I feel like helps alleviate stress for her.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
yeah,
like, Jack. I own this.
Yes.
She's got her phones.
Yeah, Jack's got like three beds around the house. And then also he can get underneath of Anna's bed because it's high enough for him to just walk under. So he just like sits under there like a real creep sometimes. He'll go in there, Anna has a cat and the cat will just like be on the bed and he'll just go and look at the cat and then go under the bed and sit underneath of the cat, but underneath of the bed. It's like, what are you doing, man? You're just creeping everybody out right now.
And I mean, I'm sure you thought about this or maybe it's been suggested, but maybe some anti-anxiety CBD puppy.
Yeah, that could definitely help too.
Yeah, well, also might be a trainer that could FaceTime with you guys or something. I mean, I always think a trainer is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Even just
a few sessions, like I'm sure it could help you with something, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and like she's feeling out like you guys are her new pack, so she's trying to just figure out like what is the dynamics of this pack and everything too. Like dogs like want to know that you're in charge.
It's got to be weird getting a dog right now too, especially because like it's hard to establish any kind of normal schedule because they think that this is life right now. So they're like, oh my God, you're here all the time. So what happens when things go back to normal? It's like, yeah, you did. So crate trainer, something where it's like, you have to give them a sense of like what it's going to be like when you actually are going back to work or whatever, if you can figure that out. Because
exactly,
you don't want to set them up to be like, oh my God, we're together 24 hours a day. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though that's what, obviously what they're all doing, but.
No. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I actually think the pets started this virus.
Yeah. They're just like, more treats.
Stay they would never do this to us. They would never.
Absolutely not. The pets are having a moment. They're all pretty happy.
Good for them. Oh yeah, we have a very shout out. I posted in the lady. If you're not in our podcast group on Facebook, go in there. It's called Lady to Lady Podcast. I asked for everyone to show pictures of their pets, and we got a real good thread going on, you guys. We have one of our listeners has a hedgehog named Bramble Pelt.
Oh my gosh, what a good name.
We've got two pigs, one Otto, and I can't remember the second one. But we've got some chickens, lots of good cats and dogs. It's a really good, very soothing thread. So go post your animals in there. It's been very fun to look at.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thanks, guys. I love just seeing a pet. They just make me happy.
Just feels good. And oh yeah, we got a possum too. One of our listeners has two cats and a possum.
Oh,
possum!
Yeah, and I was like, can they hang out with the cats? And she was like, yeah. I mean, they don't really do much, but they don't like fight or anything. They just kind of.
Oh, I love a possum.
Sniff and waddle away was what she
said. Possums get a raw deal.
They really do. They're so sweet. They're just a fun little animal.
I can tell Maggie doesn't like possums.
I don't know about sweet, but I think they're cute. I don't know where sweet came from.
I don't know. They just like see. Well, they're not like aggressive. Like a raccoon is very cute, but a raccoon will like fuck you up.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
You never hear about a possum like going rogue. You know, that doesn't really happen.
Yeah, that's true. No, I think they do. Yeah, they kind of get bad rep. They need they need rebranding.
Well, the problem is they got that rat tail and those little like hands. And I think if they were totally covered in fur, I think we would like them more.
They would have it made in the shade. I mean, then they would be raccoons.
Yes. Yeah. A friendlier raccoon. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's our show. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Is there anything you want to shout out to everybody? What are you up to? Any like quarantine content you have going
on? Actually, yeah. Let's see. Thursday, at 7:30 Pacific, we're doing that live table read of the Goonies.
Oh, fun! Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
And then Friday at 6 Pacific, I'm doing a isolation comedy tour. It's out of Austin. I think Comedy Wham is who puts it on. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Are they doing the Goonies one too, or is that somebody else?
No, the Goonies one is with Hold the Phone Comedy.
Oh, yeah. I just did that last night because Hot Tub's doing their thing on there. It's actually pretty cool. If you guys go look at Hold the Phone on Twitch, they're doing comedy shows like every night. And
oh, awesome.
It's kind of a cool interface. Awesome. Like it's interesting to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where can everybody follow you online?
At Maggie May Haha, and May is spelled M-A-Y-E.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah. Hell
yeah.
And Patreon members, we'll be doing the top secret session over there with Maggie. Also, yes, we asked you guys for suggestions to do a commentary track, and then we ignored all of them and did one to Burlesque.
Uh-huh.
We were just looking at Netflix and there wasn't a lot of good options. And we were like, well, it's obviously, it was just me and Tess. So our April bonus episode is a commentary track to the movie Burlesque with Cher and Christina. Cher's name is Tess in the movie. So there are many moments of just someone going, Tess, and Cher turning.
Beautiful treat.
Yeah, if you want to check that out or anything else, go to patreon.com/ladytolady to see any of that stuff. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
All right, bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up.
As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.